Well, I'm very pleased to introduce Fremantle Shipping News listeners and readers to Wafa Lama. Hello, Wafa.
Hi, Michael.
Now, you are about to launch what really is an interesting new business with lovely social ramifications to it called Sustainable Community Club.
Right.
And you're launching, I think, this Saturday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Now tell everybody, in your own words, what the Sustainable Community Club, which sounds very interesting and enticing, is all about.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me. So the Sustainable Community Club is really simple. It is a way that tells you you don't have to be perfect to start managing your waste and recycling right. So you're not gonna get judged. It's all about community. It's all about starting somewhere and being imperfect and just go towards a better journey for saving this planet for your kids and generations to come.
Okay. And I gather from what I've read and speaking with you that this is particularly aimed at the way we individuals, families, operate within the four walls of their homes.
Yeah, what does that mean? Can you please explain
well,
to me?
Well, you're talking about managing waste.
Yeah.
What would be an example of what you might teach somebody to do?
All right. So actually, the club designed a campaign. It's 8 weeks. It's called One Change at a Time. And it is literally one change at a time. Lots of people who've done the campaign thought that they know how to recycle, they know how to get the waste sorted. I'm just going to give an example. It's really simple. You go to the shop, you buy your weekly vegetables. I actually personally used to do it. So I would pick up like a small tomato in a plastic box, right? After knowing more and doing the Sustainable Community Club, I think twice before picking up anything I could buy without being packaged in plastic or any other sort of package. If I can actually buy tomato in an packaged way, why would I add more waste to the planet that it doesn't really need?
One of the problems seems to be that many stores you go into only provide the food you're buying in a packaged form, whether it's polystyrene or other things that might be biodegradable or in plastic containers. How can you avoid that? How can you can tell people, ask people to think about what they're buying, but how can they become better buyers, better customers when they go to stores?
Right. Actually, that's included in the campaign. So we know there is a big market gap that you can't get everything you like in a packaged way or in a sustainable packaged way. So pretty much in the campaign, we focus on the items that we could really easily buy in a packaged manner, where you can take your containers or bags or even use paper bags at the shop. And part of the campaign is it does the thinking for you. So it tells you, all right, this week, try to buy rice, pasta, in a packaged way, and these are the shops around your postcode where actually you could go and get what you need. It's like simple, it's not that hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you take your cane basket with you or your calico bag, you have compostable bags or paper bags, and you go into the shop and you can get the loose products, buy them, and you don't take any plastic from the shop home with you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what other techniques do you want to teach people?
We really have a big contamination problem in WA specifically and around the world. Lots of people don't know what they don't know. Lots of people know, but they wouldn't do more than what they need to do. Like a simple thing, like when you throw out like a bottle of milk, you still can buy milk. It's in plastic, packaged in plastic or in glass, right? But you still can buy it. There are millions of dollars in circular economy related to recycling. And actually, they use less CO2 emissions and need less water and energy to produce products from recyclable materials. So in the Sustainable Community Club, we don't tell you stop drinking milk or because it is packaged in like a bottle of plastic. No, you still can buy and get what you need to get, but just recycle it right. On one hand, actually, you save these things to go to the landfill and cause all of these health and environmental issues. On the other hand, you would be supporting circular economies, you would be supporting jobs, and you will be saving the environment because less energy gets used when we recycle stuff.
Well, I'm looking at a flyer which describes much of what you're doing and what you're starting to explain to us, which has got a big heading on the top, Help Us Save It. And further down, it says One Change at a Time campaign. And you've made some reference to that. And I gather from looking at that, that you take people who sign up for the process with, in a sense, you as their personal trainer to think about how they handle all of these things and what they buy and how they buy it, through an 8-week step-by-step process. Is that the way it works?
Correct. So
what's the first thing you do?
So you subscribe. There are each month there is a campaign. So you pretty much go to the website under the events. You choose when do you want to do the campaign and you become a member. Your subscription goes for 1 year. The first 8 weeks, as you mentioned, Michael, the One Change at a Time campaign. That's where we start changing habits slowly. And then for the whole year, every month, there will be like a catch-up or event or a phone call, like a form of following up for a whole year. This is called the Sustainable Community Club for a reason, because it's all about community. We have like a Facebook page where club members can actually talk to each other, can share their success stories, the challenges, they can learn from each other, they can support each other. And you will not feel you're alone. And
So the subscription gets members private access to the website and what's happening, as well as the same entry through the Facebook. That's just for people who are admitted to the club, and they're able to, amongst themselves, as you indicate, to share experiences, and give advice, and say what they've discovered in life. And it sounds extremely interesting. Now, tell us, how did you come up with this idea? What's driven you to dream this up?
All right. That's a great question, Michael. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I would do anything for my daughter, like lots of parents in this world. I was sitting there. I was really studying supply chain, and I got exposed a lot about the environment, climate change, the waste, recycling. So I said, look, I'm not gonna sit there and just wait for some magic to happen. I wanna take this to a further step. So I talked to my daughter, I said, look, we need actually to start changing the way we do things. So I included my daughter and I told her, I wanna leave a better planet for you than what we've got now, but I need your help. You are the next generation that you need to do it. So I was working with my daughter. Now, my daughter and I will be reminding each other at the shop, saying, if I would pick something with plastic, and I'm not perfect, and I'm not trying to be, it's a journey, and you're gonna learn slowly, slowly. So if we're at the shop, and I would pick up something, she's like, oh, mommy, it's plastic. And I would do the same. But still, sometimes we gonna buy things that's wrapped in plastic. As long as we really get rid of these things correctly, and that's the whole point.
So it's consciousness raising, quite apart from anything else.
Exactly.
And people who may well think they're already got a raised conscience, no doubt there's other things to be learned. Now, what's happening? You're launching all of this on Saturday. Whereabouts and at what time, if people want to get along?
Yeah, so the launch is tomorrow, Saturday the 7th of November, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Fibonacci Centre in Fremantle.
So what's going to happen at the Fib Centre? What's going to happen at the launch? Well, what can people learn while they're there? Will they see videos, or you'll be talking, no doubt?
Yeah, actually, it will be a very, very fun night, and it's a free event as well. Drinks and nibbles provided. My daughter and I got a producer who's really done a Hollywood movies. So he directed a film that documents the journey of my daughter and I towards a waste-free lifestyle.
Yes.
That's like 5 minutes film. And then some of our club members actually shared the experience with us. It's like 3 minutes video. One of the club members actually owns a sustainable home. She's been into the sustainability journey for 10 years. Yet you will be surprised and delighted to hear what she learned from being part of the Sustainable Community Club. And the other thing, there will be a couple of prizes, like 2 free subscriptions. We're gonna have a quiz to learn about recycling, and like a draw as well for tomorrow.
Well, it's a really interesting initiative. Good luck with your launch tomorrow, and the details of where to go to get to the launch and otherwise how to contact you and the Sustainable Community Club will all be on the Fremantle Shipping News website.
Great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Well, thanks for coming and telling us about it.